Welcome to CMN Audio, a new feature from CRISPR Medicine News. CMN is the leading CRISPR news media with more than 20,000 readers per month from over 170 countries. CMN writes every week about news and updates from the CRISPR medicine field. Thank you for your time and interest for CMN. Using CRISPR, Cas9 to attack cancer cells, a new avenue for personalized cancer treatment. This CMN article is written by Christos Evangela, March 21, 2022. Researchers at Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology in South Korea have developed a CRISPR-Cas9-based method to eliminate tumor cells. In this first proof-of-concept study, they confirm the feasibility of using CRISPR-Cas9 to selectively kill cancer cells in various disease models by targeting cancer-specific indels. Despite recent advances in cancer treatment using drugs that induce DNA damage or boost anti-tumor immune responses, eliminating tumor cells whilst leaving normal cells intact remains a major challenge. In a recent proof-of-concept study, researchers from the Institute of Basic Science and Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology, UNIST, Republic of Korea, developed Sindela, a new CRISPR-Cas9-based method for selectively inducing DNA damage and cell death in cancer cells. We developed an innovative CRISPR-Cas9-based approach to target multiple cancer-specific mutations that are accumulated in cancer cells during tumor development, said Taijun Kwon, PhD, associate professor at UNIST and first author of the study. Using this method, we can introduce multiple DNA double-strand breaks, DSBs, and induce cell death selectively in cancer cells, he added. The team's findings were published in PNAS late last month. Dr. Kwon also noted that they validated the ability of Sindela to selectively eliminate tumor cells in cancer cell lines, patient-derived cancer cells, mouse models, and patient-derived xenografts. This extensive validation makes him confident that the novel approach may open new avenues for personalized cancer treatment. Dr. Sandra Rodriguez-Perales, an expert in the use of CRISPR-Cas9 to engineer tumor cells, agrees that there is a clear need for new therapeutic alternatives that can selectively target cancer cells without affecting healthy cells. She is the head of the Molecular Cytogenetics Unit, Spanish National Cancer Center, CNIO, and did not participate in the study. This study has advanced a little further along the long road that could lead to the future treatment of different types of tumors, she said. Role of genomic instability in cancer. Most cancer cells exhibit a high degree of genomic instability, which leads to the accumulation of alterations in genes and regulatory regions of the genome in cancer cells. These alterations range from single nucleotide mutations to large-scale structural rearrangements in chromosomes. Small insertions and deletions, indels, are genomic alterations that are frequently found in cancer cells but not in neighboring non-malignant cells. Genomic instability is therefore characterized as a hallmark of cancer, and Dr. Kwon pointed out that this plays a key role in cancer cell evolution and tumor progression. Most tumor cells accumulate thousands of indels, providing an opportunity to selectively eliminate cancer cells by targeting indels that are present in cancer cells but not in normal cells. Importance of cancer cell selectivity in cancer treatment. In contrast to infectious agents that are foreign to the human body, tumors develop from our own cells. This makes it difficult for anti-cancer agents to distinguish cancer cells from normal cells. Conventional cancer treatments, including chemotherapy and radiation therapy, kill rapidly proliferating cancer cells by inducing DNA damage and inhibiting DNA replication. Despite their widespread use, their drawbacks are well recognized. These conventional treatments do not discriminate cancer cells from non-malignant cells, hence they induce DNA damage and cell death in neighboring normal cells, causing many side effects, Dr. Kwon explained. Identifying features that are specific to cancer cells is essential for the development of new treatments to effectively eliminate cancer cells whilst sparing healthy cells. The team hypothesized, therefore, that indels accumulated in cancer cells might represent an actionable feature specific to cancer cells. Repurposing CRISPR-Cas9 to develop a cancer-specific indel attacker. Guided by CRISPR RNA guides, Cas9 endonuclease introduces DNA double-stranded breaks, DSBs, into specific DNA sequences. Exploiting this principle, Dr. Kwan and his colleagues developed a CRISPR-Cas9-based method to selectively eliminate cancer cells by targeting cancer-specific indels and introducing multiple DSBs specifically in cancer cells. They termed this method cancer-specific indel attacker, or simply CINDELA. DSBs are very harmful to cells and are often considered an undesirable effect of CRISPR-Cas9 editing. However, the team realized that this side effect of CRISPR-Cas9 may, in fact, be useful in the selective targeting of cancer cells. By targeting cancer-specific indels, we can introduce multiple DSBs in the genome, which, if not repaired, can lead to cell death, Dr. Kwan said. He also explained that, compared to single nucleotide mutations, indel mutations are less prone to the off-target effects of CRISPR-Cas9. Although the concept of CINDELA sounds very obvious, this is the first proof-of-concept study to show that it is feasible to use CRISPR-Cas9 to selectively kill cancer cells by targeting cancer-specific indels, Dr. Kwan added. Using CRISPR-Cas9 to induce multiple DSBs induces cell death in cancer cells. As a proof of concept, the researchers used CRISPR-Cas9 to simultaneously introduce multiple DSBs into the genome of cancer cells. They achieved this by targeting well-known CRISPR-Cas9 target sequences that appear repeatedly in the human genome. They used lentiviruses to deliver increasing numbers of multiple target sgRNAs and Cas9 into various types of cancer cell lines, including HCT116, colorectal carcinoma, MDA, MB231, breast adenocarcinoma, and K562, chronic myelogenous leukemia. Expression of multiple target sgRNAs in all these cancer cell lines led to a significant reduction in cell survival, with cell fitness ranging from 80% to nearly 0%. The extent of cell death was greater when a higher number of sgRNAs was used. Targeting cancer-specific indels induces DSBs and apoptosis in cancer cell lines and patient-derived cancer cells. To identify cancer-specific indels, Dr. Kwan and colleagues analyzed the whole genome sequences of U2OS, osteosarcoma, and HCT116 cells, colorectal carcinoma, as well as a non-tumor epithelial cell line, RPE1. Comparison of these sequences led to the identification of indels that were unique to each of the cancer cell lines analyzed. They then designed sgRNAs targeting 30 selected indels that were specific to U2OS cells. Transfer of CRISPR-Cas9 ribonucleoprotein, RNP, complexes that targeted U2OS-specific indels triggered cell death in U2OS cells, but not in HCT116 cells. No death was observed in U2OS cells when cells were transfected with CRISPR-Cas9 RNP complexes targeting HCT116 specific indels, confirming that selective cell death could be achieved by targeting cell line-specific indels. To overcome challenges associated with the in vivo delivery of RNP complexes to the tumor microenvironment, Dr. Kwan and colleagues used adeno-associated virus serotype 2, AAV2, carrying Staphylococcus aureus Cas9, SOCAS9, and sgRNAs targeting 30 cancer-specific indels. Using this AAV-based CINDELA approach, they confirmed that targeting U2OS-specific indels could reduce cell survival by nearly 80%. To confirm the feasibility of using CRISPR-Cas9 to selectively kill cancer cells obtained from primary tumors of patients, the researchers performed whole genome sequencing analysis of glioblastoma cells derived from the primary tumor of a Korean patient and identified 26 cancer-specific indels. Targeting these 26 indels using the AAV-based CINDELA approach resulted in the generation of DSBs and cell death in patient-derived glioblastoma cells, but not in neural stem cells, which were used as controls. CINDELA treatment suppresses tumor growth in mice. To test the ability of CINDELA to inhibit tumor growth in vivo, the researchers injected mice bearing HCT116 tumors with lentiviruses expressing SpCas9 and sgRNA targeting 23 HCT116 specific indels. Treatments were carried out daily for 2 weeks. Sindela treatment significantly inhibited tumor growth, relative tumor volume at 14 days 3.7 AU for 23 HCT116 specific gRNAs versus 5.3 AU for 2 target loci, without causing side effects in mice. These findings suggest that Sindela selectively inhibited of cancer cell proliferation without causing damage to healthy cells. To strengthen their findings, the team treated mice bearing U2OS tumors with AAVs expressing SOCAS9 and sgRNAs targeting U2OS-specific indels. Consistent with their findings in the HCT116 mouse model, Sindela treatment significantly suppressed tumor growth compared to control treatment, figure 3. Additionally, tumors from Sindela-treated mice showed high levels of the DSB marker gamma-H2AX and contained high levels of apoptotic cells. Finally, the team used AAV-based Sindela to treat mice xenografted with patient-derived lung tumors after sequencing patient-derived tissues and identifying approximately 30 cancer-specific indels. 7 days after treatment, patient-derived xenografts in Sindela-treated mice were significantly smaller than those in the control mice. Hurdles to clinical development. Dr. Kwan noted that strategies to effectively deliver CRISPR-Cas9 components to the tumor microenvironment and regulatory challenges associated AAV dosing are hurdles that remain to be addressed before they can test the ability of Sindela to eradicate tumors in patients. Dr. Raul Torres Ruiz, an expert in the development of novel gene editing-based cancer treatments, agrees that in vivo delivery is the most significant hurdle to the widespread clinical success of CRISPR-Cas9 therapeutics. He is a researcher at CNIO and did not participate in the study. A high titer of the virus needs to be injected into mice to obtain modest therapeutical results. The low efficiency of in vivo delivery must be enhanced before its therapeutic potential can be fully realized, he said. Tumors are heterogeneous and can evolve over time by accumulating new mutations. Consequently, not all cancer cells in a tumor necessarily have the same indels. Targeting the right indel mutations is key for the ability of Sindela to kill all cancer cells in a heterogeneous tumor. Dr. Kwan believes that any surviving cancer cells after Sindela treatment can be eliminated in a second round of treatment by resequencing tumors and targeting those indels that survived the first Sindela treatment. Looking ahead, scope for developing combination cancer-selective therapies? Dr. Kwan said that the team is already investigating the mechanisms by which Sindela induces DNA damage, and they are trying to understand why some cancer cells die and others do not. There is more heterogeneity in cell death than what we expected, Dr. Kwan explained. As Sindela causes cell death following DSB formation, a combination of Sindela with DNA repair inhibitors may have synergistic effects in inducing apoptosis electively in cancer cells. PARP1 and ATM inhibitors are examples of agents that can be used in combination with Sindela to enhance the ability of CRISPR-Cas9 to introduce DNA DSBs. Dr. Kwan also mentioned that the team is planning to perform further in vivo validation of Sindela in patient-derived tumors and in more cancer types. Thanks for listening to CMN Audio. To get more of the CRISPR medicine news delivered to your inbox, sign up to the free weekly CMN newsletter at crispermedicinenews.com/newsletter.